Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Call his wife in. How we doing? 4:06 on this Monday morning. I got you for one more hour until the warm-up show comes your way at 5. Fleek's on the other side. And we got you here on this Monday morning taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019 on what was an ugly Father's Day weekend for us baseball fans. The weather was miserable. Our teams were miserable. The New York Mets swept by the lousy American League East. Ugh. Tampa Bay Rays, after a blowing a 5-1 lead on Friday night and not coming through with a single big hit as, well, a couple of them. Not enough. Enough to build a 5-1 lead and then blow it as Clay Holmes was taken out because of him not feeling great after his previous start in Colorado. The bullpen comes in and blows it. The Mets had every opportunity to get back into this game. Ugly defense from Tampa Bay. They tried to give the game away. The Mets just didn't want to take it. And then the next 2 days go miserably for them. And Father's Day get beat up 9-0. We saw Griffin Canning have what has now become a trend of bad starts. He had an excellent start, dominant start against the Dodgers. Around bad start against the White Sox. Bad start now against the Tampa Bay Rays. McGill with another bad performance as he's really struggled here after a hot start in April. And maybe the pitching is coming back to what we thought would be normal for them. But ultimately, the offense, you knew that was going to happen on some level, that they weren't going to pitch this great all year. The offense has got to do better, got to pick up this team as they're going through a month without Senga, still waiting for the return of Manaea, still waiting on the return of Montas, and having really McGill and Griffin Canning starting to show the first real warts of a rotation that's been the best in baseball. And then we get to the Yankees, who were swept by the Boston Red Sox in embarrassing fashion. The New York Yankees, that have been much better since the World Series and since all the talk from the Dodgers and everybody else and the Joel Shermans of the world, that the Yankees aren't good at baseball and they're, you know, miserably defensively, and we saw all the miscues that cost them in the World Series in that fifth inning in particular. They've been much better this year, but the ugly baseball came flashing back to all of us over the course of this weekend. Whether it's Volpe getting thrown out at third, Jason Dominguez not knowing how many strikes they are, where he gets thrown out at second base in the middle of a rally with a full count and Judge up next. You saw Rice get caught trying to steal third base with two outs in this game. The Judge was awful. 1-for-12. The one home run was big for the Friday night home run off of Crochet, which was an excellent moment, but led to another inept performance on the road in extra innings, as the Yankees are the worst extra innings team on the road in all of baseball since 2020. And it was just ugly defense, ugly base running. They couldn't get a damn hit. They pitched fairly well. But other than that, didn't do a damn thing well. And there's, despite the fact that I think some of it's overblown, you can't quibble with this. Outside of the Mets series, where they played well and won two out of three, the most high-profile, biggest series of the season have been against the Boston Red Sox, their two biggest, their biggest rival, and then, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers, who beat them in the World Series, the team to beat. They went into L.A., and they were, without question, played their worst baseball against these two teams that were expecting them to play their best. And instead, they've been miserable against them. The Boston Red Sox sweep them away on Father's Day. And just as I was starting to feel a little sick, just as I tweeted out, all right, forget this crap, I'm relaxing and turning on Jimmy Buffett for my Father's Day tradition as I'm going to relax here instead of arguing with people on Twitter or focusing on the idea that the Yankees lost again. I remember last week when the Yankees lost two out of three to Boston at Yankee Stadium. And it wasn't as ugly as this series. The Yankees scored some runs. The games were a little bit better. The Yankees didn't have as many stupid mistakes as they had in this series, but they still lost two of three. And I remember thinking, it's not so much that, you know, every pitcher they brought in got hit. It's not so much that they didn't play well, and they didn't. But they gave the Red Sox life. That was my complaint off of last week. My complaint was, in my mind, I view the Boston Red Sox as arguably the second biggest threat next to the Tigers in all of the American League. I did going into the season, and I still do when I look at the talent they have and the roster they have and the coach they have and everything else. I still view them as that. And they were floundering, and they led the world in errors, and they were really struggling. And they were 9.5 back heading into that series. They had an opportunity to really put like a stamp on the idea that the Red Sox don't belong in this division and don't belong with the Yankees. And instead, they breathed life into them. They turn around, win those two games, turn around, beat the Rays two out of three, and now have swept them at Fenway. The first time in 100-plus years, the Yankees only score four runs in a three-game set at Fenway while making dumb decisions all over the base path. Everybody's screaming about how bad the manager is. Everybody's screaming about how stupid the Yankees are while the Red Sox are sitting pretty. Won five straight against the Yankees, and all of a sudden, here they are. The Red Sox are back. And I'm even more concerned about the Red Sox, about the Yankees, and then the Red Sox turn around and do the dumbest thing I've ever seen a baseball team do. And for the second time in, what, 5 or 6 years, they have traded away one of the best hitters in baseball, as Rafael Devers is shipped to the San Francisco Giants for practically nothing. Practically nothing. For a couple of starting pitchers, one they've already sent to the minor leagues, the other one being Jordan Hicks, who's a converting a reliever to starter, having an above 5 ERA. A first base prospect who's the fourth best with San Francisco, and a pitcher who was drafted last year and is 20 years old and in A-ball. In rookie ball. That's who they got for the sixth best hitter. That's what this franchise did. They immediately, after winning seven out of the last eight, five in a row against the New York Yankees, they have thrusted themselves back over 500. They are a half a game out in the American League playoff, an American League that we all know is down, an American League that is mid, that 500 probably gets you in to the postseason in this lousy American League. They're a half a game back. They've just dominated the Yankees five in a row and five out of six. They are trending in the right direction, and because their superstar didn't want to play first base and didn't want to replay third base and has given them problems, they have shipped away to get out from under the contract of the currently sixth best OPS in the entire sport, an absolute beast of a player, one of the 10 best pure hitters in the game who have owned the New York Yankees. And suddenly, my Father's Day turned around. As we can say whatever we want about Hal Steinbrenner, and we can say whatever we want about Brian Cashman and how this team is run and our problems with it, and I understand that I have less problems with it than most, but I get it. I get it. Hal is very reluctant sometimes to make that one final piece, despite spending $300 million. Sometimes it's right there for the taking, and he won't do it. I'm frustrated by it. I'm frustrated they haven't won since 2009. I'm frustrated by a lot, but I thank the good Lord that John Henry and the Boston Red Sox don't own the New York Yankees, because the New York Yankees would never do this to you. Neither would the Mets or Steve Cohen, for that matter. Thank God we have both of them. Can you imagine? They've already traded Mookie Betts. He's gone on to win two championships with the Dodgers. He's a Hall of Fame player. They got Verdugo and Jeter Downs, who isn't even in baseball anymore. That's who they got for the Mookie Betts trade. It was an embarrassment of the highest order. And they turn around in the middle of a season. They don't even wait to try and drum. They don't shop them. They don't try and drum up any market for them at the trade deadline. They do it now on June 16th, 17th, as they're just getting their season underway. They're just turning their year around. They're half a game out of the playoffs. They're as big a threat in the American League this side of the Detroit Tigers and Yankees that there is, and they're punting on the season and trading away a top 10 player in all of baseball. It is asinine. It is absolutely asinine, and I'm so happy they did it. It makes absolutely no sense. This is a guy they traded Mookie Betts. They moved on from Xander Bogaerts. They completely had an upheaval of the team that won in 18. He's the one guy they chose. He's the guy they chose to pay. He's the guy they gave a contract to. He's the guy they're going to build around. And I understand everything else that's surrounding it, that he came into camp and was told because of the Bregman signing that they were going to need him to DH and not play third, and he wasn't happy about it. Then they had the injury to Cassis at first base. They want him to play first base. He's like, no. I don't want to play first base. You told me to put my glove away. I'm not certainly picking up a different glove. No. And I would be frustrated by that if I was a Red Sox fan. You'd like guys who are all in on winning. No doubt about it. You'd like to have the Mookie Betts, who's willing to play second, short, right, center. Doesn't matter. Judge moves over to center if need be to accommodate trading for Juan Soto. Those are the kind of guys you'd rather have, right? Even, you know, Jazz Chisholm, just to keep it local. Willing to play third, willing to play second. He'll play the outfield. Not nearly the same level of players we're talking about, but still guys who are willing to do whatever it takes to win. And Rafael Devers felt like promises were made. Rafael Devers felt like there was poor communication, and he wasn't happy about it. You have 8 years to work on this relationship. You have time. There is no rush. Even if you go through this whole year, you've got young kids coming up if you're the Boston Red Sox. Everyone's trying to sell me, yeah, but the rookies. Okay, they're rookies. Go win with Devers this year with the rookies and then make this decision in the offseason. Make it known that you're looking to move them. Who knows who's available? Who knows how many contracts are off the books in Philadelphia and the money they'd be willing to take on and the prospects they'd be willing to give you? Who knows? You do not make franchise-changing trades in June. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's one of the biggest trades I can ever remember in baseball. It is one of the more surprising, out of nowhere, a month and a week before the trade deadline. It is asinine. And for a franchise that's been in last place how many times, that finally had promise, that this offseason they've spent some money, they brought in Bregman, they traded for Crochet. It's in a down American League. They get off to a tough start. They're fighting their way back. Devers is having an incredible season. He's behind Judge in RBIs. He's got the sixth best OPS in all of baseball, and they just started winning. They're a half a game out. And you repay them, and you repay this fan base, after being in, you know, last place 3 of the last 4 years, you repay them by on Father's Day, trading away their best players. They just swept the Yankees. What a joke. What an absolute joke they are. So you know what? Yes, they lost 3 to the Red Sox. It was an ugly weekend. They played poorly. We can go through it if you want to call me at 888-808-1019. Go through the decisions. How mad should we be that Volpe got thrown out stealing third base? How mad should we be that the Martian lost track of strikes? Same thing again from Rice getting caught off of second base. Some errors by Volpe. I think that error was more on Goldschmidt making sure the ball doesn't get past him. But still, weren't great defensively. Looked a little, you know, there was an issue with Volpe Story kind of catching them off guard on a hustle double. Ugly baseball. The worst weekend the Yankees have had by a mile this year. And it's at the hand of their biggest rival. And then as soon as it ends, They send away the one guy who's killed them for half a decade. It's crazy. It's crazy. I had a lot of people on Twitter have this conversation as the Red Sox were pounding the Yankees the last five games. I know they finished in last place, but it's about championships. And if you go back to 2004, there's more championships. I'd rather be the Red Sox than the Yankees. I'd rather be the Red Sox. You'd rather be the Red Sox. Okay. Yes. They've won more championships, no doubt, and I can't argue with that. What I, as a fan, would I rather have the last 20 years of the Red Sox as opposed to the Yankees? Sure. Sure I would. But you can't tell me moving forward. You can't tell me right now you'd rather be run by what the Boston Red Sox are doing. You'd rather be run by a GM who can't handle a superstar. You'd rather be run by an owner looking for any excuse to get out of a big-time contract with a superstar player. You can't tell me you'd rather have the organization that trades Mookie Betts and Devers. The Red Sox deserve what they're about to get, honestly. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Joe in Nutley. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Chris, how are you? Happy belated Father's Day.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I had talked to you like way back when you first started your show. Thank you. And I had told you that baseball's my first love and that your passion and your excitement for the other sports turned me into like a Giants fan and a Knicks fan. I look forward to watching all of those games. I don't remember. It was a while back. But then on a personal level, I became even more of a fan of you yesterday. I went to Fenway. It was like a 3.5-hour drive. And I put on the Odyssey app from Saturday when you were on.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole ride, just you talking about, you know, your dad and Father's Day gave me a lot of great memories of my dad. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, no, I did a little bit of a – that's the kind of spot on a Saturday, Father's Day weekend. I just played some music, talked about my kids, my father a little bit. It was fun. But, yes, no, definitely, because we can all relate to it. And it intertwines with sports. You know, it's very much a – you know, a father-son dynamic of it's why I got into sports. He's the reason I became such a passionate sports fan, which I chose to make my livelihood. So, and I feel like there's a lot of that, and especially, you know, like BT texted me that he was listening on the way to his son's baseball game. Like, there's a lot of that on Saturday too. I know that's how I used, before I did the show, that's how I caught the show. I would listen to a lot of Joe over the last year and a half, 2 years, because I'm constantly doing things on Saturday with the kids. So Father's Day is a very special day, obviously, and uniquely important for, you know, sports radio, because I feel like we all kind of learn it from our parents, from our dads, from our moms. It gets passed down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, our first road game was at Fenway. So being back there yesterday, that also brought a lot of great memories back, and it all, you know, circled around you. So thank you again for that.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, well, so the game yesterday, I was so frustrated because we just couldn't get anything going. And there's always, like, checkpoints during the season. I'm always, like, kind of nervous. Like, when we were in L.A. a couple weeks ago, I'm like, all right, Judge has to get through this game unscathed because that's how 2023 ended.
Right.
And then he made that one catch, like, close to the wall, like the foul ball. I'm like, oh, no, be careful. And then I'm like, okay, last year our slide started in Kansas City around this time. Mm-hmm. And then it continued in Boston when Trevino, they stole like 9 bases off him.
Yep.
And now I get that same feeling that it's right around this time. We had that 6-week slide. I mean, it's great that we're 15 or 14 games over or whatever, but who is this real team? You know, because you're going to have in a short game series, if we face Schuylkill twice, potentially 3 times, let's say there's a rain out or, you know, starters pitch multiple days. Sometimes
maybe in a 7-game series that wouldn't happen in a 5. I guess it's plausible that it could happen in a 7-game series.
So, yeah. So, basically, I'm wondering what kind of moves we're going to make. I mean, I was thinking when Stanton comes back, at first I'm like maybe send down Ascara and then Rice twice a week catch, twice a week DH, twice a week first base. But it sounds like they're leaning towards, they didn't say it yet, but I'm guessing Reyes will go down.
Yes.
And they're going to have, like, 5 guys or 6 guys for 4 spots. So Boone's good at juggling that way. So hopefully it's a good balance, gives everybody enough rest where they're sharp and everything. But we still don't have a true second baseman, a true third baseman. And do we starting pitcher?
They have one of those. Like, Jazz is going to be one of those two positions, and I don't think they're going to look to replace him. So, depending on if they're doing anything, thank you for the call. if they're going to do anything with an infielder, it's going to be either a second baseman and play Jazz at third, or get a third baseman and play Jazz at second. And I do think he's fine. I have no problem with him at third. We all know he's more than capable of playing second. And we got to see what DJ's, you know, he's been better than we all thought. We got to admit it. So he deserves a little bit of run up until the deadline. I think it's the bullpen right now. And again, this is where I get a little different than some people apparently, or I push back on some of the narratives. Like, after an ugly three-game set against the Boston Red Sox and Fenway, I'm not immediately inclined to go, who the hell is this team? I still judge the first 60 more than I judge the last three. And they just came off, they came off sweeping the Kansas City Royals. They had a road trip. They went 3-3 in a six-game road trip. It's unfortunate the last three were a sweep of the Boston Red Sox, and I'm not trying to tell you that they played well. They played terribly. Definitely played terribly. Couldn't get a hit. And it was like, what's frustrating too is both series were completely different. The series at Yankee Stadium last weekend, they couldn't get an out, couldn't pitch. They hit fine. They scored 5-7 runs. Like, they scored enough runs to win. And then this weekend, they pitched fine and shut down the Red Sox offense enough to win. They just couldn't get a damn hit. One series, they couldn't get an out. One series, they couldn't get a hit. Like, that is the sign of a bad team. I mean, I don't know if you can do that over the course of a week necessarily, but, like, the sign of a bad team is you find ways to lose. And with the Red Sox in these five games, when they pounded the baseball, they couldn't pitch. When they pitched, they couldn't hit. It was an ugly five games against the Boston Red Sox. But when you say, who is this team, I'm not inclined to suddenly go, well, this was very revealing. I mean, we've learned so much from this game, again, these games against the Boston Red Sox. Like, if they swept them, would we go, wow, these Yankees are for real. They're going to win the World Series, this Yankee team. They just swept the Boston Red Sox. No, we wouldn't. Nor should we, and if anybody said it, I'd say, slow your roll. So I'm not going to suddenly determine that because they lost three games to the Red Sox, they can't beat the Red Sox or they can't beat anybody else, including the Detroit Tigers, who are clearly a very good team. They played ugly in this series. They got to tighten it up. But it's three games. They get right back. They're back at it tonight in the Bronx against the Angels. They have a seven-game homestand. Get back in their winning ways. Forget about the weekend. Forget about the Boston Red Sox. They don't even have Devers anymore. And you move on. 888-808-1019. Ugly series. We have to see. Let it play out before we determine whether or not the Yankees stink. That's all I ask. Let's not make these three games more important than what they did prior. There's still four games in the loss column up over the Tampa Bay Rays. They're coming home. They had a six-game road trip. They went 3-3. It's not the end of the world. You get ready for the homestand. Hopefully, go have a winning homestand and win 6 out of 7. Win 5 out of 7 at the bare minimum. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break. Come back with more of your baseball calls. Mets swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. The Yankees swept by the Red Sox. And the Red Sox turn around and do the dumbest thing they could possibly do and trade away one of the best hitters in baseball. And now, I don't view them the same way I did at 4 o'clock yet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Bump, bump. All right, 4:33. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for another half hour. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We're able to give the Knicks and Tibbs a break as we were focused on the bad baseball at the New York Mets, New York Yankees. And, of course, the Devers trade, which is one of the more shocking trades out of nowhere. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The trade itself is just embarrassing at all, but the timing is really ridiculous. This is a trade. I've always had this opinion. The trade deadline and midseason trades are for trading older players at the end of a deal or, you know, like you're selling off bit pieces or you're making moves to upgrade. Like you're not making franchise shifting moves in June and July. This play the season out as much as he isn't happy, as much as, you know, you're frustrated. I saw the quote from the Boston Globe that with a $300+ million contract, the expectation is that the player would be willing to do anything to win. And Devers hasn't met those expectations, so they felt they had to move him. I personally think that's an excuse. Like, yeah, he's not helping you win with his 58 RBIs. Like, yeah, I wish he would play first base too. I wish he would play third base. I wish he was that kind of player who would be happy to go do it. There's been a rift inside the organization. He doesn't want to go do it. That's fine. For 1 year, you can't play it out for 1 year. You're bringing up these young kids. You got rookies you're surrounding them with. What, you just started to get hot. He's got the sixth best OPS in the game. He's second behind Judge by two RBIs in all of the American League. He is having a great season. He is a great hitter. Play it out with him 1 year in the offseason. See if you can repair the relationship. See if you can talk to him. See how the roster shakes out. See what's available. And if you deem in the offseason that it's just not going to work, then in the offseason you can start asking. He's going to have another 8 years after this. It's not like, oh, well, the value is good because it's another half season. He's got eight more years in his prime. Wait to the offseason, play this year out. It's not crazy that you get to the World Series. It's not crazy you win a championship. It's unlikely, but it's not crazy. The American League is down. They have to beat, like, the Yankees and the Tigers are the only teams I would tell you are better, and they just kicked the crap out of the Yankees. And I personally would tell you the Yankees are better built, but that's it. It's the Tigers and the Yankees, and you just showed you could beat the Yankees. anything could happen. You're gonna trade away your best player, one of the best hitters in all of baseball, just as you're getting hot. You're half a game out of the playoffs. That's crazy. It's crazy. It's not like it's affect. I could understand if he's hitting 200 or something, and you're like, man, this whole nonsense is affecting him. It's affecting the team. And maybe early on that was part of it. He's having an incredible year, and you just got hot. You're half a game out of the playoffs. Wait to the offseason. See if you can repair it in the offseason. And if not, then go shopping and alert every team that Devers is available and see what you get. The trade itself is stupid to me. The timing is ridiculous. It's an asinine decision from the Boston Red Sox, and I couldn't be happier about it. Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
How you doing? I've been listening to the Devers show. It's an interesting thing, but I don't think he's going to do any better in San Francisco. Yet Matt Chapman at third base is a Gold Glover, right?
Yeah, if he's going to be the DH, if he's going to be willing to do things for the Giants he wasn't willing to do for the Red Sox and play a little first base, or we'll see.
But you know, C-Mac,
yes.
You know, he made that comment about to the general media that the Red Sox should do their jobs, right? And all of a sudden, the owner, Henry, and the president of baseball operations and the GM flew to Kansas City to talk to him.
Yes.
And obviously, something must have blown up because there's no way an owner, a GM, and a president go down to see a star, which they did.
Yeah.
And then he must have said something like, you know what, stuff it. You know, I'm not going to do this. But you know what? There's another component to this. They dumped $250 million of contract. And if you go back to when the ownership bought the Red Sox, they only bought it for $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're talking about old British, or whatever, old stock Boston money bought that team, right? So, you know what he says? You know what? I can dump this guy and probably get myself a great pitcher, which I think they got an amazing pitcher. I can't think of his name, Harrison. They got Harrison out of this. And, you know,
they already sent him to the minor leagues.
But he's up and down. He was up and down. They say he's got
some potential. Saying, but, I mean, he's a left-hand starter with some potential.
He's not, C-Mac, you're right. He's not Devers. But you got to say, you know, like what you were saying, and I know that a lot of your guys on the radio talk about Judge. Judge is a class act. He just oozes the team spirit, and he follows, whatever the Yankees are to be, he promotes that ideal. And some of these guys that get too big-headed, and they think they can run the show.
I hear you, Tony, and thank you very much for calling. I'm sorry, but I want to get to some other calls here. Thank you for calling. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you again. But I can't, like, you give me all the reasons why they should trade him. That's fine. But, like, I don't agree. And then tell me why now it makes sense. Like, oh, they went down to talk to him. I talked about it. You're 100% right. They went down to talk to him, and they probably didn't like what they heard. 100%. He's performing. They're winning. Is it about winning, or is it about, you know, this guy won't talk to me that way? I asked him to play first. He says no. Like, you got to have all the guys pulling in the right direction. Okay. He's having a great season. They're winning. They just started winning. Like, I don't know about you, and I can't tell you I've ever played in the major leagues. I've never been a professional athlete. But if you look at, you want to tell me the Red Sox, who've been struggling all year, even if they're annoyed that he wouldn't step up and play first base, even if they don't think he's a great leader, even if they're a little perturbed at how he's handled the situation instead of just taking the bull by the horns and saying, you know what, I'll play first. You need me to play first? I'll play first. I'm sure all of the players would like that, and I'm sure a lot of the players were very disappointed in how Devers handled it. What do you think the players feel today as they just went on their winning streak? They just beat up the New York Yankees. They've thrusted themselves back into the conversation they weren't in a week ago. They're a half a game out of the wild card. They're winning. Do you think the Red Sox players are sitting around going, that's right. This thing, it's about winning. and it's about being a team guy. Or are they like, you just took our best hitter away from us? Because I don't know about you. I can dislike a guy. I can be frustrated with a guy and how he's acting as a teammate and all that. And I could want to steer clear and never spend a minute with him outside of when I have to between the lines. But I want to win. And he's got the sixth best OPS in baseball, the second most RBIs in the American League. And he's one of the purest hitters I've ever seen. And he dominates the New York Yankees. And the guy's incredible. And he's right in the middle of them making this journey back into prominence. And they just took that away from this team. You think the players are happy about that? I would imagine that there's a lot of concern inside that clubhouse about how they're going to compete and what this just did to their offense. I would be furious. And if I'm a Red Sox fan, I am beside myself at what just happened. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
That guy's right. Judge oozes with confidence. That's right. Superman during the regular season and the greatest American hero in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I got to call you out on some silliness.
Sure.
Don't respond to the first thing and the second thing. Let's go
ahead. I'll do what I want. But
the first thing is it's customary practice to interview multiple coaches in the NBA. So if you reach out to 5, 6, 7 coaches, interview them and take it's fine. The fact that everybody's rejecting the Knicks at this point is the problem. But the Knicks aren't foolish to go after 5, 6, 7 coaches. You'd rather that than say, all right, one guy. You're going to respond and say, oh, well, if you know you want a certain guy. But no, you want to interview and get the feel on a lot of guys, and that's that. But now with Devers, you sound like a Yankee shill that's hating on Boston. I know a lot of Red Sox fans in the 11 online social media group that think the guy, yeah, he's great. But here we are, we'll listen to you say that you should look past the cancer player and because how good they are. Chris, that's embarrassing, man. The guy was being a cancer. They brought in Bregman. They said, you're going to be a DH.
Yep.
He was being a crybaby about first base. You're not addressing it. But like, so let's go through all the players in history that are cancers.
Okay.
He's a cancer. They just started winning a few games.
Oh, they just won a few games. Okay. They're a half a game out. He's having an incredible season. He is having a great season. He's the sixth best OPS in the sport, and now he's the second
most RBIs.
Yeah, stop with the OPS. I know it doesn't matter. I know it doesn't matter. Yeah, no.
Stop with that.
No, you're right. Give me the stat that matters. Okay, give me the stat that matters.
You got with Judge and Beck. I looked it up.
OPS is universally used.
It's a terrible comparison.
Universally.
It just brings walks in. That's all it does.
I know. It brings on base percentage in. Amazingly enough, that's important.
God.
No, I know. It doesn't matter. Brett, if you're going to diminish OPS, then you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I can't have a conversation with you if you're going to tell what's important. It just brings walks in. Like, walks aren't valuable. You dope. You don't know what you're talking about. And again, you can deal with a cancer. And again, I don't know he's a cancer. You can say he's a cancer. They're winning. They just went on. Oh, they won a few games. They just won on a run here and thrusted themselves right back. Does this help them? I wish you weren't such an idiot that I can keep you on the line and we could actually have a conversation. Because, like, does this help them win? You think removing the cancer helps them win? Go ask the other Red Sox fans that are dopes in your 11 social media groups if they really think they have a better chance of winning today because they got rid of the cancer that is Rafael Devers and one of the top 10 hitters in all of the game. So ask them if they've gotten better. This is addition by subtraction. You're lost. You have no idea what you're talking about. None. You have no idea what you're talking about, the Tibbs thing either. Oh, it's customary to talk to coaches. Yeah, coaches that can talk to you. You think it's customary to ask 5 different organizations for a chance to talk to their coaches? Is that normal? Every coaching search does that? Well, then how come Shams and Barkley and countless others are laughing at them for this? If it's normal, why are we laughing at it? Ask your 11 social media groups that. Why is Shams mocking it? Shams is as in tune with what goes on in the NBA and what organizations do in coaching searches as anyone in basketball, and he's saying it's ridiculous, or he's saying it's unheard of, or he's saying, oh my God, yeah, it feels like there's no plan. No. What the hell does he know? Talking to coaches is one thing. talking to, asking for five different organizations to be willing to let you talk to their head coach and having the door slammed in your face in every turn is not normal. It's not normal. And we can say whatever we want about Rafael Devers, the cancer. He's having a great year and they just started winning. Are they better today or worse today? Do they have a better chance of making the playoffs today or do they have a lesser chance of making the playoffs today? Do they have a better chance of winning a championship this year or a lesser chance of winning a championship this year? There is plenty of time to make this trade. It's June 16th. It was yesterday. It was June 15th. We are halfway through the month of June. The trade deadline's not for another 6 weeks. And the Red Sox just gave themselves a huge hole in the middle of the lineup and a less of a chance to compete. But because the guy didn't want to play first base, he had to go immediately. Immediately. Okay. Whatever you say. I'm not glossing over it. He doesn't want to play first base. He didn't want to go play DH. You know what he did? They made promises to him and then told him, well, the GM's not here. Okay, so when the owner promises me something, that doesn't matter because the GM changed. When the manager, who I work with every day, promises me something, that doesn't matter because the GM changed. I was made promises. Nobody talked to me in the offseason. I show up to spring training and suddenly it's like, hey, by the way, you're DHing. He didn't like it. I understand it on some level. I also understand the idea that he's supposed to be a team player when he makes $300 million. I get it all. He said he wasn't going to DH. Then what happened? He DH'd. Then because of injury, they asked him to pick up a position he's never played before, and he said, I'd rather not. And you know what? Look at the production they've gotten at first base. It's actually been pretty damn good. They're doing just fine. They're one of the better threats in the American League, and they traded away a top 10 hitter in baseball. But they're better off for it. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 4:54, McMonagle here with you. I actually saw a tweet from Zach Scott, the former brief GM of the New York Mets. He was in the Red Sox organization for a long time. And he put out a tweet that I think is relevant. He said, I'm assuming Devers demanded a trade, which we don't know. We could assume that. We don't know it. I feel like the Red Sox would have been very prominent with that information, you know, if it had happened. But maybe he did. There are some reporting that maybe he was... Certainly there was a disconnect between the franchise and him. So there's a chance he did ask for a trade. I'm assuming Devers demanded a trade, but so what? Manny asked us to trade him annually, and we almost did a couple of times before finally trading him in 08. Good thing we kept Manny and dealt with the drama rather than having Lasting's millage and Mike Cameron. Bingo. Bingo. Like, this guy isn't quite Manny Ramirez, but he's an incredible base. He is a top 10 hitter in the game. And I'm sorry. I think cancer is too strong for a guy who's come in, been with the organization since he grew up, since he came up. He's a homegrown kid. He's been in that clubhouse for forever, built friendships and relationships with all these guys. And yes, he didn't want to move off third base. He did. And then after they without good communication, asked him to become a DH after promises were made. They asked him to become a DH. He reluctantly does it, and then they say, oh, go play this new position you've never played before. He didn't want to do it. And I'm not saying he's right. He's wrong. He should go try and do it and take grounders and work on it and try and be a first baseman. Obviously, he should. But that's a cancer that can't be around. You can't finish out the year with a top six player in baseball because of that? I'm sorry. That is not. If you want to tell me you make it to the offseason, talk to him, try and work with him, and it's just you can't even talk to him, okay, maybe. I'm not doing it now in June and disrupting any chance I have of winning with this team. In the offseason, I'll start talking. I have all offseason to try and work on trades and see who's willing to do what. You guys who are looking to spend money, if free agency doesn't hit well or they fall on Tucker or they can't get this guy, they can't get that guy, maybe a trade for Devers is a way to get a superstar. Maybe, you know, San Francisco would be willing to do it next year just as much as they're willing to do it now. Play out the season, try and win. I don't know how anyone could disagree with that. Even if you feel like he needed to be traded because he's not a winning player or not a team player, I don't care. His postseason numbers, his regular season numbers, he is a beast, and he's having a great year. I'm not giving up on my chances of winning this year because I got to remove him from my locker room. It's crazy. It's crazy. Bernadette in Oceanside. What's up, Bernadette?
How are you, Chris? I haven't spoken to you in so long.
It's been a while. Where you been?
I'm not a big basketball fan, so
I've been doing... Yeah, despite the idea that everyone says I talk nothing but Yankees, I have been doing a lot of Knicks lately. Isn't that true?
Yes, you have.
And at the cost, I've lost Bernadette. I'm very upset about it.
Thank you. I want to make a Yankee point. I don't understand why we are always getting killed by subpar teams. We got killed with the Rockies.
Well, they lost a game to the Rockies. I wouldn't want the Mets.
I mean,
the Mets were able to not.
We should be killing these guys.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Bernadette. Your line's a little off. They didn't lose the series to the Rockies. They lost one game. I know they're terrible. I know the Mets took care of all six. I don't think they got killed by the Rockies. They lost one game. And the Red Sox, I don't view as a subpar team. They're now over 500. I do think they're a better team than what they've played throughout the year. But the Yankees, and they have a winning record against teams over 500. They've struggled at different times. Vinny in Staten Island, I want to make sure I get in before the show ends. What's up, Vinny?
How you doing?
Good, how are you, buddy?
The king of cancer, Reggie Jackson. and they won two World Series, went to three of them with him.
And his name and his number is retired. That is a very, again, I don't know if I want to call him the king of cancer, but clearly there were issues. He comes in, he's the straw that stirs the drink, all the issues with him and Billy Martin, him and the captain Thurman Munson, but they didn't trade him and they won championships. Absolutely right. Good example. But it's not even so much the trade, which I do think is ridiculous in general. When they did it is asinine. They had a fan base that was excited all year long. They played poor baseball. They just beat the Yankees 5 out of 6 and go on a 7 out of 8 run. They're over 500 for the first time in forever and a half a game out of the postseason. They have this great Father's Day weekend, and then you rip it from them? But this trade, ridiculous. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Fleegs. Warm-up show's next. Bye-bye.
101.9 FM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.